Plus, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Catastrophic flooding in Texas is now blamed for more than 80 deaths. Camp Mystic says it's grieving the loss of 27 campers and counselors. CBS's Janet Shamley and is on the more on the dozens of people still missing.
There's just profound sadness, and it's been 3 days now. And you know that these families that have not heard, despite the odds, have not given up hope.
Officials have recovered the bodies of seven people missing after an explosion at a fireworks warehouse in Northern California last week. Attorney Matthew Davis.
The cause of the explosion will help lead to whether or not proper procedures were followed.
President Trump says his administration is close to finalizing trade pacts with several countries. CBS's Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
So far, only two countries have cemented new deals with the United States, Vietnam and the UK.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Three teenagers were injured and one was killed in a vehicle crash over the weekend in Portage County. It happened a little after 1 a.m. on Saturday, July 5th, in the town of Grant. The 17-year-old male driver from Wisconsin Rapids was flown to Marshfield Hospital by helicopter. Both he and the 18-year-old male front passenger were partially ejected from the pickup truck. The 18-year-old boy died at the scene. The rear passengers, a 17-year-old male and 18-year-old female, both from Wisconsin Rapids, were uninjured. The initial investigation indicates the pickup truck was traveling eastbound on Evergreen Avenue in a reckless manner. The vehicle lost control, struck an embankment, and overturned, coming to rest on its roof. The crash remains under investigation at this time. President Donald Trump has made tax cuts a central part of his political legacy. He made cuts during his first term, and now the Republican has pushed through an extension of those cuts and added new tax breaks. Joanne Krulatz reports.
President Donald Trump has signed his signature bill of tax and spending cuts at the White House 4th of July picnic. The legislation extends Trump's 2017 multi-trillion dollar tax cuts and cuts Medicaid and food stamps by $1.2 trillion, contradicting promises to protect such programs. It also provides for a massive increase in immigration enforcement. Democrats plan to make that expected fallout a campaign focus, while Republicans argue the bill will boost the economy. Historically, major legislation that's been backed mostly by just one party has rarely translated into political rewards. So the long-term effects of Trump's tax policy are unclear.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers open up a series against the LA Dodgers. Milwaukee with a 3-1 win over the Marlins yesterday. Brandon Woodruff held Miami to just two hits, one run, striking out eight on 70 pitches in six innings. Jackson Churio at the plate, top of the third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And a drive into left field. That'll get a run in. Plenty. It is up and it is going to be gone. Jackson Churio goes deep. His 15th slider that backed up over the inside part of the plate, and Churio crushed it.
Freddy Peralta gets the start tonight after finding out next week he'll be at the All-Star game.
All the work that we put every day, when you have the right people around, and everything can be great.
Rhys Hoskins headed to the IL with a sprained right thumb. Andrew Vaughn being called up from Nashville to play first base. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed guard Ryan Rollins to a three-year deal worth $12 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. This evening, scattered thunderstorms after midnight, low of 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 78. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome back. Nice to have you here up north on this Monday morning, July 7th, 2025, a very special day, as we're going to find out in just a bit when we check in with John and Gordy down at our Civic Media Station in Madison. Parker Olson's over in Madison Studio A2. If you missed us last hour, you can always subscribe to the show as a podcast. Head over to Spotify or Apple and catch some back episodes over on the Civic Media Radio Network at civicmedia.us on the website. Don't forget, Thursday, we'll have Congressman Mark Bocan joining the show as well. But right now, it's time to get to meteorologist Brittany Merlot to find out more about the forecast. And Brittany, from Robin Tigerton, he says, with the very warm and humid weather Saturday, I'm surprised we didn't get more of a major severe weather outbreak. And I know it's been a while since we've talked, but, you know, middle to late last week, I mean, we got 3.5 inches of rain up here in Chippewa Falls over the course of what, you know, 48 hours or something like that. So nobody's talking droughts, but I know John and Gordy are going to talk a bit about mosquitoes. So you didn't get severe weather, but you got critters instead, right?
Oh, they are out in abundance. The mosquitoes, the ticks, the black flies, the no-see-ums. Oh, goodness. Yes, a lot of us are scratching this morning from all of that this weekend. But a beautiful week ahead, honestly. A high-pressure system settles in today. We've got plenty of sunshine, comfortable temperatures this morning. We're in the low 50s far north to low 70s far south in the state today, and highs statewide climb to the upper 70s. We are looking at warmer temperatures in the mid 80s far southwest in the state today, and upper 60s if you're by the Great Lakes. So some free AC, still staying cool over there. And we've got a low pressure system on the way tomorrow. So it is going to bring chances of maybe some scattered showers late tonight, overnight. A few of those could linger early tomorrow morning. We get a little break, and then a few thunderstorms do want to spark up tomorrow afternoon. Now, none of those are looking strong, too severe. They don't even pack that much rainfall with them either. So that's all good news, because, you know, the flooding was a concern, obviously, down south. And then obviously last week here for us, the Mississippi River is actually in an action stage for a lot of points. So those rivers are still rushing. They're still up there. But thankfully, we get a little bit of a break, quite a break, because honestly, the only chances for rain this week are tomorrow and then late Friday and into Saturday.
I know about the rivers running a little high. The Chippewa was last week after all that rain, so I couldn't take the boat out Thursday till after I'd done the lake owner's Rubik's Cube game of putting your dock back together. Because the sections were like tied on, but they weren't like zip tied down, so they were all kind of like free floating, you know, for a time, and yep. Then came back down. So you have to put your dock back together before you can get out on the water, but then you finally can. Rob says, I've got my deep woods off with me at all times.
Me
so that's
too.
Good. And on the text line, Tom in Hartford just simply put, yay, Brittany's back. We missed
yay.
You.
Thank you. I missed you too.
Same sentiment over here as well. Thank you so much, Brittany. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. John and Gordy are here as well from our Civic Media Station Studio A1 out there, including birthday boy Gordy. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Made it around the sun another year, yes.
I know, yeah. And I think it was Alicia on YouTube puts July is the best month to have a birthday. I can confirm. Yep.
That's right. Your birthday was earlier,
right? Last Thursday as well. So
and John's birthday is next Monday.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. Speaking of old men, still getting it done. I was at Summerfest on Friday. And yeah. I saw Chicago. Now we didn't go for particular bands. We just knew we could go on the 4th of July, which by the way, when Chicago sings Saturday in the Park, I think it was the 4th of July. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a built-in applause line right there. Right? They really got to cheer for that. But those three original members of Chicago are like 77, 78, and 79 years old. Still getting it done, you know, playing the horns and
they're all roadies. Keyboards. The original band is gone.
No, they're not roadies. No, it's the keyboard player and two of the horn players.
And two of the horn players, that's right. Yeah. And the lead singer is like their fourth lead singer, you know, Peter Cetera being the first. But he's 69 and still getting it done, you know. Yeah. He got it done. Meanwhile, on another stage, it wasn't Hall & Oates. It was just Oates. It was John Oates. And... we didn't stick around.
Still in sowing fact, his oats. So.
A lot of people did not stick around for that.
Oh, John, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
so you saw part of the show? Or?
We saw he kicked off with a Hall & Oates song. But again, you could see why it was Daryl Hall who did the singing, by and large. And it was kind of a half-hearted thing. And then, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel review afterwards, because we didn't stick around that long, it was nearly an hour before he played the next Hall & Oates song. It was all stuff off my new album, which is what everybody wants to hear somebody say that you've been listening to for 40 years or more. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw Hall & Oates maybe 15 years ago, and it was...
They had a fist fight on stage?
No, they didn't have a fist fight, but they never looked at each other. They didn't talk to each other. They didn't interact with and they were on the opposite sides of the stage from each other. You felt that. You felt like, okay, these guys don't really like each other, but they played all their hits and it was okay, but it wasn't a great show. It wasn't an exciting show, but I felt I don't know. I just felt like there was something missing.
They cashed the check. They cashed the check, and it was all good. Did you do anything over the weekend for your birthday? Or are you doing anything today?
My big highlight of the day is I'm going to be mowing the lawn. That's it. It's perfect day for that. Low humidity, not too bad temperature wise. No, I don't really have anything planned. I saw my daughter yesterday and she wished me a happy birthday. My son who lives in Indiana, I expect he'll call at some point, but that's pretty low key birthday. I think this year,
John,
I don't have much planned.
Tell me you've got something more exciting planned, John, anything?
I think it
comes, might have some surprise
it
for
age.
Me.
I think we want that low key birthday. Right. we don't want a big celebration of how much older we are.
I mean, that is true. There was no party this year, but my wife remembered she knows one of my favorite things is ice cream cake. And we have been nibbling at that for like pretty much every. I can guarantee you that I am 48 minutes away from the next slice of ice cream cake. It's not just for breakfast, kids, but it's a good breakfast.
What is it about? Yeah, I love ice cream cake too. I mean, that's the best kind of cake ever, even with the little whipped cream in it too. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, like it very much.
Yeah,
John. Meanwhile, while you wait for your birthday, you mentioned shopping for EVs. Is that like your birthday present to yourself?
you know, I'm beginning to think, and we got a lot of hybrid cars recently in used cars, and it's wonderful. They're great, but they're really getting old. They don't have all the recent technology. You know. Stopping because of a car stopped in front of you or something like that, you know, some kind of notification. I want something new. I want something EV-ish. And I read a story on, I get an email, Midwest Energy News.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I got the cow news, you know, with
from
the
last week, solar panels. Shade. Yes. Yeah, yes. Really? We milked that story a couple of days last week as well.
Yeah. got a gallon, right?
Yep.
So anyway, I read a story on there saying that if you're in the used car market, what you should do is look for used EVs because they are lower priced than gas vehicles out there. So I thought, well, I'm going to check it out. And I went to my favorite app, and that's Car Gurus. They're really great for used cars because you can pick between, you know, dealerships or individuals selling cars or both? And I looked at a whole bunch of them, and they're really low priced. But the thing is, the rebates for these EVs are coming to an end, and they're coming to an end, I believe, at the end of September.
Oh, yeah. The Trump administration can't get rid of those fast enough, you know, with their deal that they made with the oil companies and everything else. So, yeah, if you want those rebates, you got to move soon. And I know we got a hybrid just about 2 years ago now and like it very much. I can't see us going back to anything other than, you know, a hybrid or an EV after this.
Yeah, I was thinking for the hybrid as well. I thought that's the best idea so far. But I also saw a video where a guy was criticizing it because the hybrids have to drag around these engines, you know, the different engines, and it would, you know, lower the quality of the engine and the fuel economy. But here's the thing. The EVs, if you get a new EV, that tax credit, $7,500, goes away September 30th. And if you get a used car, it's a $4,000 credit. And on Car Gurus, it's already deducted from the price of these EVs. And they're really good. I mean, under $20,000. And you get this high-tech thing from 2023, 2022. So it's actually a pretty darn good deal. I recommend that as the app to use.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I am on my third Jeep Wrangler over the years, and I love it. But I'm now getting to an age where I've told Sherry that, you know, whenever this thing is done, and it won't be done anytime soon, but I said my next one is going to be, I'm putting my Tucus in like a Buick or a Cadillac, something soft, solid, you know, because I, like I said, I love it, but I'm ready. And I'll never forget about 15, 20 years ago when we had to rent a car someplace, probably visiting one of the daughters, I don't know, and They put us in a Cadillac. I didn't ask for a Cadillac. I don't want to be in this. This is an old person's car. By the end of the week.
Yeah, you loved it.
I was so sold. I'm like, now I can't wait to get old because I'm going to get one of these babies. So,
was it an SUV? Is that
No. It was just, you know, whatever it was at the time, one of their current models, which, you know, is all fine and good, but I don't know. I have to. It means I'm thinking again about, like I said, the birthday from last week, and I'm talking about Cadillacs, and I'm just I'm not sure. Alicia, who had her birthday, says I'm still nibbling on my German chocolate cake that my kids got me for my birthday on Wednesday. Well, Alicia, we are so in sync on that because ice cream cake's my favorite, but if it's going to be cake, it's got to be German chocolate.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. What did she say here? They couldn't find a 4 for being 41, so they used a 3 and took 10 years off for me.
Wow.
That was nice. Wow. Or they're lying, you know, they put in the wrong age.
That's quite the present.
Cake, you know? Yeah, that's it. It's feeling a little bit younger that way. So you haven't pulled the trigger on the EV yet, or are you still, shopping?
I'm thinking, I haven't pulled the trigger, and I picked out a few favorites. You know, they have all-wheel drive or front-wheel drive or rear-wheel drive. You have to think about all those things. But you get all that technology that, you know, if a car stops in front of you, your vehicle slows down or stops. I love that stuff.
But with these things so much more computerized, I worry about like planned obsolescence. Like at some point you're going to be in the middle of a drive and you're going to be like, sorry, Windows 10 is no longer supported in this vehicle. You know, they won't update the batteries or whatever the case may be. It's like,
well, Apple has their app, and then there's Android that they have their app on these radios that you get in these cars now. But yeah, there's going to be a new app, and we won't be able to install it on our very expensive EV platforms. And so, you know, we'll be looking for a new vehicle. And by the way, if you want to replace like a radio, remember in the old cars, you could just replace a radio with a high-tech radio. Well, you can't do it with these big screens that pop up now.
All those big screens. I mean, I'm almost intimidated because, again, you know, you get any little problem with it, you got to replace that whole thing. It's, you know, it's like having a big screen TV in your car. Again, it's nice until something goes wrong. And then you got a whole lot of nothing going on.
Well, that's what we tell people when they're driving to work, you know, always watch us on the TV. They have it in their car. Yes, and listen Bluetooth through their radio.
We're as high tech as it gets for morning radio here. Talking to John and Gordy, a local update's next for some of you. Otherwise, we're right back here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitler from Up North News. Sign up for those newsletters, upnorthnewswi.com. Back in a bit. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitler.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
The day you become one with your partner is truly a special day for every couple. The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters want to add to your memories with their July 12th Renew Your Vows event. Bring your significant other as historic Winter Field is turned into the largest wedding in Wisconsin Rapids. Explore the wedding show displays throughout the concourse, bachelor, bachelorette party games, and a post-game vow renewal ceremony on home plate. Renew your vows with the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, July 12th at 6:35 p.m. at historic Winter Field.
The day is here, the one you've planned and pictured in your mind 100 times. Guests arrive, soft music plays, and everything is falling into place. Today, you marry your best friend. At Distinctly Yours Wedding and Events, your celebration is designed to feel like you. Personal, thoughtful, and full of joy. Marsha and her team are with you every step of the way, making sure everything flows seamlessly so you can be present and take it all in. Because your wedding should be distinctly yours, down to the very last detail.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, we can't read a poker face, deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitler. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this June 27th, 2025. Have your host James with you, and right now we are being joined from the Wisconsin Rapids Public School System. We have Principal of River Cities High with us right now, Steve Hepp. Steve, good to have you with us.
Hey, nice to be here. Thank you.
Good to talk with you, sir. Thanks a lot for being here. Right away, want to thank you for putting in the time and invest and doing so much with the greatest investment any of us have, our kids, and the work that you and our school system does. We appreciate you. And what are you doing here during the summer? I'm joking. You should be having off. You should be another state. Enjoy yourself. No, I'm kidding. We appreciate you being here, especially, you know, one of the things that I enjoy talking about schools during the summer is being able to cover things that we don't always get a chance to in the heat of the moment or with so much going on and so many different topics during the school year to cover. And especially having you in, Steve, River Cities is a bit different than some other public school systems and other schools. Mm-hmm. And I think having an opportunity to really dive into that is a great chance for not only us, but the listeners and more people understanding what you guys are doing at River Cities.
Absolutely. So, yeah, River Cities is a little different than other schools, and we're pretty fortunate to have a building such as River Cities, because a lot of school districts don't have that. We often have other districts that come in, and they want to take tours. They want to talk to us about, you know, how we run things, because they've heard such positive things about it. So River Cities is designed for students that, for several reasons, fall behind in credits or have some other issues going on, and they might not be on track to graduate from Lincoln High School. And so it's kind of a recovery, credit recovery option for them, where they can come in and still graduate on time with their class. So that's kind of the design for it. So majority of students that come in are normally juniors or seniors. It's a, you know, it's we want them to be at Lincoln because of all the offerings they have, the electives they have, those things that we want them to be exposed to prior to coming over to River Cities, to kind of give them a good background. However, some students, just for whatever reason, it doesn't work out, so they come over to us, and, you know, we try to get them back on track. And it's just it's a smaller setting. Students just need a different setting, a different start, so that they can kind of go forward. And then we work really hard on, besides getting them on track to graduate, we really work on what's it going to look like after high school. So we want to look at exploring different careers, giving them opportunities to explore and go out to jobs. And we bring a lot of speakers in. We have a good relationship and partnership with Mid-State Technical College, where some of our students will go there and take a class or two while they're still enrolled with us. So a lot of our students will either join the workforce right away, or they sometimes will go to Mid-State or another technical school continue their education. So we've been pretty fortunate that way.
Great breakdown. Appreciate that, Steve. And noteworthy, I think, not just to me, but just as an example to the community. My sister really benefited from the first incarnation of this. My sister really benefited from and attended and you know, flourished with and everything, really more than we had really seen her do. Jillian was very smart. Just wasn't a school kid. Got into the River Cities program. I forget what it was called originally, but the first real incarnation of this. And we finally saw that brain that we always thought was there and everything. And she really just hit the ground running as an adult. She moved to Madison, and she's still there now and doing a lot of great things. But I also use me as an example, because I would have been going to that, but it wasn't around when I was in school. And I moved around a ton, had 10 different schools before I was 10, moved around a lot of different places. One of the benefits of that for me was learning really early on the same thing that every teacher will tell you. Well, every kid learns differently. And I took that as a personal kind of thing of like, okay, I've got to ask questions. I've got to reach out and put my hand up. It doesn't matter if I look dumb or not. I don't care. I want to learn. And that was a good thing for me personally. But a lot of kids aren't like that. A lot of kids, you know, they'll keep the hand down. They won't ask questions or have follow-ups. Having a River Cities there and having that smaller class size, those teachers that are walking into the class understanding that, knowing that, we're really making true investments in our youth with a school like this, to where we truly are not leaving anybody behind education-wise. We truly are giving people an opportunity, because as we've heard from, no matter how young or old you are out there, you have had a teacher tell you everybody learns differently. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't we have schools that are built around that and everything? It makes sense, and we're seeing the benefits of it.
Absolutely.
One of the things that we're also wanted to touch on with you, Steve, was some of the pupil services that are available through this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm also the director of pupil services for the school district, and you know, I brought up like earlier, kind of joking about, you know, summer and you know, things. What do we do in the summertime? And we get that a lot. It's like, well, is it quiet during the summer? And you know what? For us, it's we're pretty busy in the summer. We're wrapping up the last school year. But then we're right now preparing for next year. All of our budget things for next year, and you know, with our wrap up this year, and then looking for next year is going on right now. We're, you know, in the middle of hiring staff for next year, planning out processes for, you know, professional development, and then, you know, just kind of looking at how we want to start the school year. So there's a lot of planning going on central office in general, but you know, with pupil services, I can speak obviously a little bit more on So we're doing a lot of that right now. And we have a lot of really good things that happened this last couple of years that we are going to continue to, you know, to focus on. And a couple of those things are our partnerships with a lot of our community members and our community agencies. The last couple of years we've run this, it's called the FAST program. FAST stands for Families and Schools Together. And we've run that at a few of our elementary buildings. And what that does is we have a cohort of staff members, community members, and families that come in, and we have a, you know, a pretty set schedule where they have some tasks, they have some different things that they do during that time to kind of build that relationship, to kind of try to have the families feel more welcome.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 33-year-old man has died in a drowning accident in Marathon County. It happened on Thursday, July 3rd, a little after 5 p.m. in the town of Green Valley. The initial report said the man jumped into the water and didn't resurface. First responders searched for about 2 hours near Lisa's Landing boat launch before the Marathon County dive team located and recovered the 33-year-old man. He was pronounced dead at the scene. U.S. House Republicans passed their budget bill over the holiday weekend. Joanne Krulotz has more on what this will mean for working families.
The Republicans' bill will terminate health care for 17 million Americans, including more than 250,000 Wisconsinites. In Wisconsin, Medicaid provides care for more than 1.2 million people, including 4 in 7 nursing home residents, 1 in 3 children, and 1 in 3 adults with disabilities. While over 12 million rural Americans rely on Medicaid for health care, severe cuts to Medicaid will also jeopardize rural hospitals and clinics' ability to keep their doors open. The legislation also makes the largest cut to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program in history. Approximately 700,000 Wisconsin residents rely on SNAP for food assistance.
Average gas prices fell 4.5 cents over the last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 3.5 cents lower than a month ago and 40 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the downward momentum may continue. OPEC will boost production by a larger-than-expected amount per day in August, and that will add further pressure to oil prices as supply builds. If tensions in the Middle East remain contained and we don't see any major hurricanes in the Gulf, the national average could dip below $3 per gallon later this summer. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says 3 contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season, reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. This evening, scattered thunderstorms after midnight, low of 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 78. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the founding fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
I suppose I should have used my little disclaimer that I could be wrong when I give an opinion on something. In this case, it's about John Oates of Hall & Oates on the text line from Carmella in Milwaukee. Pat, I disagree with you regarding John Oates. I was pleasantly surprised by his solo performance. It had a blues R&B vibe, very mellow. It was nice. She also notes, I couldn't get close to Chicago in the BMO Pavilion, so we sat next to it on the dockside and chillaxed to Chicago while getting a great view of the lake. And also some nice photos or clips that were accompanying that. So, Carmella, thank you very much. First off, about Chicago at the BMO Pavilion. Again, it's been a while since I've been at Summerfest. That BMO Pavilion is wonderful. And we did get there early, not just because I've been listening to Chicago's music all my life, but because we sensed the crowd might be a bit much. And we were able to get in and just had to be patient. Here's how you get to be patient. There's a food stand nearby, Saz's. Parker, you ever have Saz's in Milwaukee?
No, I haven't. I'm intrigued. Oh,
that was our favorite, you know, barbecue place to go to. And now 30 years back when Sherry was going there for medical school. But, you know, they still get it done. But the thing that we had there, and I saw Dan Schaefer put up something on social media as well. They have a version of fried mozzarella. That is insane because it appears, I don't know this for sure, but it seems like it's wrapped in like wonton wrapping paper or something around a mozzarella cheese stick.
Okay.
And then you deep fry it. So you got this kind of crispy crust around the cheese.
Yeah.
And the marinara that is really flavorful, has really good chunks of tomato in it. Insanely good. So we went for one, we split an order. And then we realized that wasn't enough, so we actually each ended up getting. I had to go back for more to get another order, and waited there. But you know, as far as John Oates, if I had never heard of Hall & Oates, if I'd never seen him, I probably would have said the same thing. Yes, this is a nice blues R&B vibe. Although I got to say, the first couple of songs they struck me as Parker. Do you ever recall? You might not be old enough. Tim Meadows, when he was on Saturday Night Live, played a character called the Ladies Man.
No, I don't.
Very,
think so.
Very smooth. Always talking about the ladies, and the songs were a little bit in
outdated.
That vibe. Not outdated, but you know, it wasn't my particular vibe.
Sure.
So, Mr. Mathers letting us know that the wonton wrapped mozzarella sticks are the best, and Mathers goes on to say, "I love Saz's so much they catered our wedding."
Wow.
Mr. Mathers, I already thought you were a smart man to begin with, Eagle Scout and everything else. You had Saz's cater your wedding. Like, how do you top that?
That's
so good.
Wow.
That is perfect. So good on you. And Carmella, thank you very much for the comment. And I like that. Folks, I can't say that enough. If you don't agree with something of mine, put it out there. Say, hey, you know, how about this? Think about it that way. And it doesn't have to be like some of the comments with the name calling and the
Pat,
insults.
No, you're wrong. Mm.
You're just got a liberal communist. No, just throw in a note and say, look, have you thought about this point of view? which, by the way, 24 hours from right now, I think we're going to get into with Dan Schaefer and whether Governor Evers should run for a third term. In fact, I believe we have something on the text line about that. Yeah, it was Lori in Hayward said, good morning. I would like to weigh in on the question, should Governor Evers run again? I definitely think he should run again. Why mess with a good thing? In this time of turmoil, it is not the time to try new things. Let's stick with Governor Evers. Lori in Hayward on our text line. And again, you can go to the Civic Media app and you can either use the text feature or the voice note feature and send us your message one way or another. Or go in the comments section like Alicia did on YouTube. And she says, we have a couple of places that do the wonton wrap on their mozzarella sticks here in the Fox Valley, and they are the best. So there you go. I don't know that I've ever had wonton wrapped mozzarella sticks before, but I'm going to have more now.
I've never had this, and I'm so intrigued.
Yeah. Got a few things to talk to you about from a Courier Newsroom standpoint. Up North News is part of Courier Newsroom, a pro-democracy news network. And interestingly, the last time I mentioned Melissa Ryan's newsletter, Control-Alt-Right-Delete, her newsletter, most recent one, is how the internet is being improved and how it's going to be broken again. And so there's improvements on emerging platforms like Substack and Blue Sky, but then she notes AI slop is coming for us all. And I didn't realize that that was like a term. I just thought she was making a comment on AI that it's, you know, sloppy or whatever. A couple of days later, I see Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, which would have been, I think, from a week ago last night. And the whole thing was about AI slop. That is an actual term for all of the AI stuff that's coming in at us now on our social media feeds and more.
Slop is a, like, it's a very internet term. If you watch any, like, streamers on, like, Twitch or anything, Pat, I know I'm really not talking your language right now.
You're really not? No.
The slop is definitely a common thing, and I'm actually kind of glad that that has made its way to the regular discourse.
To the normies?
About AI.
The normies are talking about slop now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now that the normies have got it, I am excited to hear people understand that, yeah, there's some stuff that's just junk.
You know, it used to be, again, old man alert, but, you know, you'd pick up the phone, the wall phone, you know, the landline, and it would be like some kind of a telemarketer, and you could endure it or you could hang up. And then we got the, you know, we got junk mail in the mailbox. Well, now you get email, you get spam. This is the next iteration of it, is this stuff that you see in your social media feeds. And at first I'm tempted to take the phone and show it to Sherry and go, look at this. And then, but you look and you go, no, there's just no way. I don't mean the obvious thing like a talking baby. I just mean that there's people that are playing with imagery or creating imagery that is going to cause such trouble. I mean, it's going to cause a war at some point when, you know, India thinks Pakistan lobbed something their way or vice versa. It's ugly out there. And nobody knows. John Oliver, for all the times he comes up with solutions to things, he's like, there's no solution to offer you here. It's just, you just need to be warned. Do not necessarily believe everything that comes at you in terms of, you know, AI imagery, animation. Well, heck, even audio. I mean, for all you know, this show right now could have been completely designed by AI audio. Anyway,
there's
a little glitch there. Anyway, you were saying.
There is I think it's a YouTube channel that started it, or maybe it was a TikTok account that started it. It's called Presidential Discord, and they take presidents' voices and they make them just have, like, weird conversations.
Oh, no.
And it can be kind of entertaining. I'm kind of a fan of that.
See, and I can see how it can be entertaining. And, you know, an off example of that would be Billy Joel last year released his first single in forever. And the video for it was AI created, in that it took Billy Joel through all this concert footage throughout decades. And in each case, he was singing in this new song. So it was 1970s Billy Joel singing it, 1980s Billy Joel.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
That's neat.
You know, at no point are you going to go, God, is that real? No, this you can enjoy. But unfortunately, we don't have the gatekeeper system that we used to have in the media. You know, anybody can put up anything now, and there's nobody babysitting the media to say, nope, you can't put that on. So,
out of curiosity, do you know, did that part of the Big Beautiful Bill about states
that is
being
gone.
Able,
the,
that's gone? Okay, good.
Yeah, that part was taken out. There was going to be this ban on states regulating AI for a period of 10 years. And that's one of those where people actually did find out ahead of time and said, no, that cannot stay. And so, no, that is out of the bill. Fortunately, but again, you're depending not just on Congress, and it's funny enough when Congress tries to do this, but now state legislators, you know, if they want to try to regulate AI and appoint themselves as mini experts to try to figure it out, all I can say is good luck. Do a lot of homework. Have a lot of experts come testify on your proposals and on your bills before you do anything that you might regret.
It is okay to admit that you don't know everything, and you can bring in someone who does know more about something.
Yes. And even then, I mean, look, don't do nothing. If you have the ability to protect people in some way, shape, or form, then, you know, give it a go, but just be careful not to overdo it. I mean, there's only so much we can turn over to all the tech bros and the hackers and everything else, but speaking of tech bros...
Well, it went so well with Elon.
Elon Musk wants to start a third political party. His falling out with Donald Trump is complete now, to the point where he's starting what he calls the America Party. And I just think that that's going to be the third strike against him. I think Elon Musk lost a lot of fans his first go around through into politics, where, you know, maybe they admired Elon Musk, didn't know his politics. And now here he is with Doge and doing things with our data. Goodness knows Elon Musk probably has all of our data now that's going to go into this America Party. And then strike two was trying to wade into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, where, again, there might have been people that were not necessarily inclined to vote for Justice-elect Susan Crawford, but did not like the idea that a billionaire could come in and drop million-dollar checks on people in an attempt to buy votes. That he said it was not an attempt to buy votes. It was bribery adjacent. You know, just sign this petition and you'll get money from me. And I'm glad that we talked to Jeff Mandel from Law Forward last week about that. But that was strike two on Elon Musk. And I think strike three is going to be this political party, simply because we've seen this before. We saw it with, you know, Ross Perot back in, 1992, whatever it was. And we've seen it repeatedly since then, where somebody's going to start the third party. Well, the third party is simply going to be a faction of either Democrats or Republicans. And in this case, I know a friend of mine, Jeff Christensen, noted on Twitter, this will basically be GOP light. You know, there's not going to be anything progressive, liberal, or at best right of center. But quite more likely, it will be just another, you know, right wing party that is friendlier to tech bros like Elon Musk. So much like I'm warning you about AI slop, I'm warning you about political slop, partisan slop. What this country needs, quite frankly, is at least a third and a fourth party. One that is either center left and another that's center right, or one that goes full blown going, you know what, we are the Green Party, as it would be in other nations, and we are whatever, you know, you want to call your far right party. Although, let's not kid ourselves, that's pretty much where the Republican Party is now. So there's probably room for a center right party, and there's probably room for a far left party. And perhaps the sooner we get to a fourth and a fifth party, where you actually have to have coalitions to form a government, you actually have to talk with each other and compromise and make deals, maybe then we'll have a much more functioning political system than we do right now. But in terms of Elon Musk just saying he's going to start the America Party, first off, way to be full of yourself, buddy, the America Party. I mean, it's a vanity project, so call it the Tesla Party, call it the X Party, or anything else. But just know that this is probably strike three for you, and maybe it's just time to do the rockets and the cars thing again. A local update is next for some of you. For the rest, a few final news and notes from Lake Wissota right here live on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Boot Barn, we believe the cowboy boot is the foundation for a life well lived. We work, we raise, we break bread, and tomorrow it starts again. This life requires a boot that supports perseverance. Ariat boots undergo 150 steps to ensure performance. Boot Barn carries over 250,000 Ariat boots nationwide. Because out west, tenacity is second to none. Ariat at Boot Barn.
Try the Y in July for free. The Southwood County YMCA is the perfect place for you to get healthier this summer. They have everything you need. Free weights, treadmills, and expert trainers to keep you in tip-top condition. Or cool down with a dip in the pool. And you can try it for free. Listen to 105.5 FM WIRI or 97.5 FM WFHR this July and catch yourself a free single-day pass. Get out of the heat and get into a healthier you at the Southwood County YMCA.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
We're always looking at what can we do better. You know, what can we improve on? How can we be more welcoming to meet the needs of our families? So that's something that's been very successful, and we're excited that to keep that going. And then this last couple of years, we've also in the people service side, more in that special ed side of people services, we've been doing what's called donuts and discussions, where we invite our families that have students with IEPs, so our students that have special needs, to come in, and then we have an open session where they can like ask us questions, bring up their concerns, ask us what kind of supports, you know, that are out there. In the last couple of years, we've been inviting local agencies around the area that help support families that maybe families are not aware of, and that we have them set up booths, and then they are able to like take time and meet with each family and say, you know, these are our services, this is what we're able to offer, and and, you know, and make those connections. And I, you know, families that have come have been really appreciative of that. And I know those agencies that we're very thankful that they come in. They've been very, you know, appreciative of the, of those opportunities too. Because there's, you know, there's so many services out here that our community offers that a lot of people just don't know about, you know, and we just want to make those connections.
So. With all the moving around my family and I did, we got into a knack of when we moved to a community, we really get to know it, you know, drive around the back road, some of these things, find businesses. We were here for a good 10 years before we found the Little Pink Restaurant and loved it. And it's awesome. It's a giant pink restaurant. It's not giant, but it's right. A big, you know, it's bright pink and everything. And we didn't even know it was in town until we moved to this side of town and everything. It happens there. It's something that happens in small and big communities where there are things going on that you just don't always know about. And then there's services, and those can even be harder to find or hear about. And there's no blame here or anything like that. It's more so just us as a community sharing this information. We all know word of mouth goes farther than most anything really can. So when you hear about these things, spreading the word about them, letting other people know about them, sharing them on social media, that's some of the way that we can help get the word out and make sure that these services are being used by the people that need them.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of great ones out there that I think a lot of people, to your point, Steve, could really benefit from, but don't even know they're there. So having these programs, something like this, really beneficial to our community. Mm-hmm. It goes a long way. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you want to kind of dive into with this here? Because I know that there's more to it as well.
With people services?
Yeah.
So another thing that I think it's something that we want, again, we want to make sure that the community, our families, our students understand all the services that we're offering that are out there that kind of go above and beyond what schools offer. You know, I mean, so we do a lot, obviously, for, you know, when students are in the building, but we do offer a lot of opportunities and supports for when students are out of the building, you know, during the summer at home. Another thing that we've partnered with for the last couple of years is called Care Solace. And Care Solace is kind of our mental health navigator. So what they do is help students and their families connect with mental health counselors and other like substance and treatment support programs. And we try to offer that kind of a warm handoff. Like, okay, if some families feel like they just need more support, we connect them with Care Solace, and Care Solace then throws a pretty wide net out there to say, okay, where are some providers that we can help connect with these families to give them the supports that they need? And that's the hard part with that is it's, you know, when we've done this before, and the hard part a lot of times is, you know, the follow through and all the paperwork and all the stuff that, you know, you have to do in order to get set up and get schedules and all that. And what Care Solace does is helps families walk through all those things to kind of take some of those barriers away. So our staff can sometimes we'll offer that up to families, and families then will reach out. You know, it's an optional thing, obviously. Families can reach out if they feel it's a good fit. But we also have it on our website. We have a Care Solace button. You can click on that if that's something that a family would be interested in learning more about, or if they just say, you know what, maybe somebody in my family just needs to get a little extra support with some counseling or whatever they're kind of going through, and they can reach out and see if it's a fit. You know, if it's a fit, that's great. If they can't find somebody that works best for them, you know, that's something they can kind of work through too.
Again, really good stuff, Steve. Appreciate you breaking that down for us. And keep in mind, everybody, that while we're getting into a lot today, there is always there's other things there and other services that could be helpful to you. Or maybe if you think there are services that aren't available that you would like to see or could be helpful, reaching out to the gang over there and finding out more and reaching out and letting them know about that is a really helpful thing as well. Steve, did you have some other stuff you wanted to touch on before we let you go today? I don't want to keep you too long here.
Well, the only other thing I was going to touch on is going kind of heading back to River Cities High School.
Right.
I just want to touch on, we just celebrated our 25th anniversary. So that was a pretty big deal this year. We were able to bring back some staff members that were instrumental in helping create the program. And we invited staff members that have been instrumental throughout it's our history that they've been, you know, helping with, if they've worked there, if they've supported our kids there in different ways. So they came back for the ceremony this year. And that was pretty cool to see some old faces. Yeah. And they were able to see, you know, again, celebrate what the program has become from when it started. You know, I think 25 years ago, I believe it started over in on the west side in mm-hmm. Pomp's tires building, or close to that. And now we are at the old Children's Choice, mm-hmm. I think since like 2007,
wow,
maybe.
It's been a while. Yeah.
So it's been great. So it was great to see for those people that were instrumental in helping create it, see another group of kids graduate this year, which was fantastic. We really enjoyed it.
That's our good story of the day, man. That's just really good to hear. And I knew it had been a while. I didn't know it had been 25 years. That's pretty impressive. Yeah. That's pretty cool. It also gives me something to tease my sister about that she's been out of school that long. It's great talking with you, Steve. We really do appreciate the time and everything you and your team put into the community. Thank you for the time.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A Christian girls' camp confirms 27 campers and counselors are among the more than 80 people who died in catastrophic flooding in central Texas. Julia Hatfield watched another child slip away in Kerr County.
The hardest part was there was a little boy who started floating downstream, and he was screaming, asking for help, but there just wasn't anything anybody could do at that point.
Dozens remain missing. President Trump meets with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at the White House in hopes of a Gaza ceasefire deal. The Carnegie Endowment's Aaron David Miller.
There's a better chance than ever now, since early this year, to actually reach another incremental interim deal.
Some campers in Idaho report seeing a man matching the description of a fugitive accused of killing his three young daughters. CBS's Steve Kathan.
One report said the family described the man as being 5'8 to 5'10, long ponytail and overgrown beard and mustache.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Join the family. Civic Media has a